This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Posnanski joined us from Joe Blogs. That was at noon. And then we just had Chris Rose on from the Rose Rotation. Where else? He's at MLB, or he's at NFL Network. He's all over the place. He's got all kinds of stuff going on.
That's him.
And Rose Rotation is now Dugout Talk or something like that is what he said.
Dugout Discussions with Chris Rose.
Dugout Discussions. And his wife is in there, too.
Questions with the Queen.
Yes. Have you seen? I think I saw a clip of one on Instagram with his wife.
Nice.
She's got a lot more talent than he does. I would say that to his face. I'll be honest with you.
Sweet of you.
Let me go back to something we did in the beginning of the show. Remember how we were going through the Browns? And as we were doing this, I started thinking about the Guardians. So for the beginning, we said, give us one word to describe the Browns' offseason.
That was a great idea.
It was. So let's milk this thing for all it's worth. Give me one word to describe the Guardians' offseason.
Oh, golly. Now I got to think again?
Yeah, I'm making you think. Dan, you can think too.
You shouldn't read the stage directions.
Why? Who cares? This is who we are. We're not ashamed of what we do on this show.
I've got a word.
Well, let's get all we can out of this because I think it's interesting. I kind of like this word association game. One word to describe the Guardians' offseason.
Takes you right back to therapy, doesn't it?
Oh,
which
it
can be
does.
Very good for you.
Of course.
There it is.
We all could use a little therapy.
All right, I'll give you a word.
You got a word? All right, Jeff, give me a word for the Guardians' offseason, which ends tomorrow.
This does not reflect my thoughts on the upcoming season.
Oh, a disclaimer.
Yeah, because it's, you asked, describe their off season. Did you
correct.
Not?
Yes, the off season.
Uninspiring.
Oh, man. What a day we've had. We talked about the Browns, and one of the big words was boring. And now for the Guardians, the word is, that wasn't Jeff's word for the Browns either. He said curious.
Curious was what I said for the Browns.
For the Guardians, you are now saying
their offseason was uninspiring.
Uninspiring. Do you concur? 216-474-0092. I don't know. Do you want to expound on that or do you want me to give you my word?
I'll expound on it if you want.
Go ahead. I want you to expound.
What got you fired up about their offseason?
Maybe what just happened? Nolan Jones? And that's not even fired up.
That's my guy.
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't get me that fired up. Their offseason was uninspiring. That does not mean they can't have a wildly successful season. And I sincerely mean that. You know, I don't think I've made any bones about it since we've started this show. I have such respect for the front office of the Guardians, for the ownership of the Guardians, who do a really nice job of putting a competitive product on the field most each and every year. And as a guy who grew up never, ever, ever having a baseball team that made it to the playoffs and was rarely competitive, man, do I appreciate that. So I think they have a chance to do some good things this year, but I think the offseason was uninspiring.
The word that I wrote down at 10:20 when we originally came up with this idea for both teams, just to let you in, this was not a surprise. I know the boss is listening. Float was the word that I wrote down. Float.
Is how you would describe their offseason?
Yeah, they float or floated.
Floated right through it?
They floated right through the offseason. I mean, there aren't many moves that were made. You locked up your number one pitcher, which I thought was good. I wasn't really that bummed out that
that was a good move.
Yeah, I didn't think bringing Carlos Santana in was a horrible idea. I don't know if it's the greatest idea, but I don't think it's a bad idea. You know, you had to reconstruct your entire, right side of the infield. I don't feel like they made, the hard decision at second base, but maybe they made the right decision at second base. We'll know within a few weeks. I don't feel like they didn't get much stronger, but yet, so that's a float. You know, just kind of, they're near the surface, okay, but they didn't sink.
So in other words, our two words are in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, they are. Menigan, what is your word for the Guardians?
Puzzling.
Puzzling?
Puzzling.
What did you... But the other part of it, too, is I'm not expecting...
Maybe you should.
Well, I wasn't expecting
That'll be Dan's point.
I'm also not expecting big financial moves for an organization that's on the hinge of having an ownership change in, you know, 2 years here. Two and a half years. I'm not. I'm just not expecting gigantic financial moves out of this organization when they're teetering on the edge of a ownership change. So go ahead. What do you think?
Puzzling.
Puzzling.
I'm sorry. You made it to the ALCS last year, and your big move was Carlos Santana and toss a coin in the air hoping that a couple pitchers pop. I'm sorry. That's puzzling. That puzzles the hell out of me that you didn't use this as an opportunity to go out and get a power hitting outfielder or get somebody to fill the second base void.
Maybe you just did, though.
Or okay,
Nolan's back, baby.
A more established power hitting outfielder. Is
valid,
that better?
Valid point
all
there.
Right.
Valid point
or
there.
Or if you wanted to move on from Josh Naylor, another first baseman who could come in and make that kind of an impact instead of Carlos Santana. It was a puzzling offseason. It was an offseason of a team that squeaked in the wild card and not the offseason of a team that was in the ALCS last year.
Okay.
Well, what do you think of those three words then? Are those the words that describe
this? I think they're all in the same vein.
Yeah, I do too. No one's jumping through the roof here.
Uninspiring, puzzling.
Float. Floating. Ing. I guess you have to ing all of these things too. Gary in Cleveland. He has a word for the Guardians. Please keep it clean. Hi, Gary. How are you?
What's up, G?
Hey, guys. How about crappy? Because if you go out to Arizona and try to go to practice, you can't get in, but you can walk across the parking lot and see the Reds.
What do you mean you can't get in?
They have it shut down. Unless if you know somebody in the organization, you can't get in to watch it.
They don't still have that area off on the side where you can walk in and try to get out? It's on the...
Nope.
They close that down?
You got to go through a gate. You got to tell them your name, and they got to check your name off, and you get a wristband to walk in.
Mm. I'm sorry. Did you actually plan your entire trip to go out there and see them, and that was one of the reasons why, and then you got there and you were like, couldn't do anything?
No, I was out there because I know somebody, but I had a friend with me that couldn't get in because...
He didn't know the same somebody.
Right.
All right, Garrett. Well, I'm sorry. I feel bad for you on that one.
I just think it's pretty crappy. They've had it shut down since COVID. They haven't opened it back up to the public.
Hmm.
But they want you to spend your money and go to the game, you know.
We'll see what it is. All right, Gary, thank you. I don't know. We could go old school and talk about how great Winter Haven was again. But we're not going to do that, right? We're not going down that road.
Winter Haven was great as long as you liked 1957.
Yeah, but the access was unbelievable.
It was phenomenal.
For the players. It was
phenomenal.
You were like right there. It was like the players were your family. You were so close to all that stuff.
I've always felt that way anyway, Andy.
Well, that's because I don't know why. That's why.
Allow these people into my home 162 times a year.
They're like, I mean, they came to birthday parties. They were on right there on the wall.
Graduations.
There goes Junior across the stage. Oh, Travis just hit one out.
May have been me at my graduation, but that's beside the point.
Could have been.
Which Travis?
Dan and I have done this several times today, talking funny like this. I don't think it works, but what the hey?
Fryman? Which Travis? Hafner? Uncle Travis? Which Travis are you talking about?
I don't know, Andy.
Did he dress up like a clown to come and make the kids happy? Wow. I'm just saying. Brian Anderson had to run over to one of the marts to go pick up a glove.
That's great.
Because he left his glove back in Winter Haven. Because he didn't have enough.
It's problematic.
All those stories just don't exist anymore, do they, Jeff?
I guess not, Andy.
I'm sorry.
No.
Took away your spring training moment. I feel bad for you.
They did.
Is there any level of excitement to this? I got to tell you, I'm not happy with Major League Baseball for starting the season in Japan. I think I've made that pretty clear.
Really?
Shut up.
Come on,
I'm just telling you.
Get out of Dodge.
I think they stole our thunder about, you know, the hype and grandioso feeling we could have about opening day that should start with a parade in Cincinnati.
Should be
and
in
that
Cincinnati because guys with mustaches played in pinstripes with flat hats on.
And they liked it. And guess what? They used a little mustache wax to doctor up the ball, so it was hard to hit. But that's okay, Jeff.
Could have been the fact they were swinging.
Forget about tradition.
Swinging actual 2x4s as well.
You know, just because you don't care about tradition the way everyone else does.
Oh, no, yeah. It's one thing I don't do is, you know, tradition.
Basket and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We are a tradition unlike none other. I will tell you that. 216-474-0092.